این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Those people who move away from this divine path and invite toward other paths or satanic are Satans, against their nature and against that path toward which their nature is attentive or thoughtful. Attaining such guidance is destruction, and I have hope that my brothers and sisters who are seekers of knowledge, wherever in the world they may be, should consider themselves seekers of knowledge, and the teachers should guide them toward this path, which is the path of the prophets. They should all continue their journey on the right path of the guidance of the prophets. And peace be upon you, and mercy of Allah and His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, he talks about a very important thing, and he says that he who works for God and rises up for God should not fear anything. Now, this is important, that when we are performing anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are doing something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are raising up for the sake of God to have Islam, we should not have the fear of anything. The fear of people, the fear of what people will talk about me, what will they say about me, people making joke of me, for example, or the enemies even. We should not have the fear of them, because when we are doing something for the sake of God and we know that this is the right thing to do, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us to perform, then obviously in that path we should not have any kind of doubt, and we should firmly perform that action, and we must not shake in that path. And this is important. Why? Because in the Quran Allah has said, Al-izzatu lillahi wa li rasulihi wa lil mu'mineen. The honor is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is for His messenger and for the mu'mineen, the believers, who without having the fear of anything, they perform good deeds.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
There are many verses in the Quran in which Allah, when He talks about the mu'mineen, about the believers, He says that وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They do not have the fear of anything, neither they have the grief of the future. So a mu'min, a believer, when he performs something for the sake of God, then he does not have any fear, he does not have any grief of anything. Why? Because he knows that he is performing this thing for God, and it is God who will give him the reward for what is he performing. And obviously he also knows that it is God who will help him in this path. We need to rely on the best thing which we can rely on, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. He is Almighty. He is Almighty. He is all-powerful. All the powers are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one can disturb me. No one can harm me If Allah is my protector, and if Allah is not the protector, then obviously no one can save me. Therefore, we need to trust in God and we need to perform our actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa